bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition, and the toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to go right into your phone calls here. And then coming up, we'll tell you about a guy who is looking to maybe close down his gun store because the feds or some cops came after him for selling toy guns. We'll explain more about what that's all about here in a moment. 855-453. In the meantime, we go to Shadow, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Shadow.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'd like to know if you guys have heard of that NDAA. Bill that Obama just shoved through.
The National Defense Authorization Act.
It's law now.
There you go. I keep forgetting one of the A's.
you mean the one where they can basically just round up anybody they want to and put them into indefinite detention with no possibility of a trial?
Yeah. I heard about that last night on Coast to Coast. So Linda Moulton Howe brought that up and everything. And then when that lady was on the Sheldon, you know, I was sitting here waiting to see if one of you guys was going to bring that up and everything.
Yeah, we've mentioned it a couple of times, and, you know, it's disturbing stuff. They've now codified that they can detain you for as long as they wish without habeas corpus is dead.
Well, right, and you use the term codified, so they've codified what they've already been doing, right? They've been taking people and detaining them and doing, I guess they're saying
not
now you can do it to American
citizens.
Right, now you can do it to anyone, including people, so-called American
Obama
citizens.
Obama promises he won't do it to American citizens.
But that was the whole point of the legislation, wasn't
right.
it?
Right, I mean, and, you know, there's going to be some guy who's president after Obama, too.
Right, and he also promised he was going to bring the troops home.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, he was forced to do that to some extent.
He also promised he was going to close Guantanamo.
Yeah, he hasn't done that. Well, I don't think he can do I understand why he hasn't closed Guantanamo, but he did promise to do that.
Yeah. Well, he's promised a lot of things, like most politicians, and, well, you get what you get with politicians, and that is broken promises. So, yeah, it's pretty disturbing, Shadow. What do you plan to do about it?
Well, Shadow? Like I've told you people before, you know, I'm Mohawk, and I don't acknowledge federal authority or anybody else's authority anyway.
Right on.
And they don't want to, and they definitely don't want to mess with me, because before I get off, let me say this. A guy, when I was a teenager, a cop pulled me over, all right, asked to search my car. I says, no, just like that. Of course, I was bigger than the cop anyway, so he was watching me a little weirdly. But I said, I'll tell you what, let's make a deal. You search my car, then I'll search your car, and we'll see who's got what that doesn't belong there. Well, I guarantee you, he just thought about it for a moment, smiled, shook his head, and said, never mind, man. You'll go on your way.
That's a good story, Shadow. Thanks for the call. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, who knows what you'll find out if you search a cop's car. That's an interesting way to turn that one around.
It makes you wonder. I mean, you know, aren't we the citizenry supposed to be the ones that are watching the watchers? Should we therefore not be able to go through our employees' cars?
Sure, they're your servants, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
So, the story from the New York Post, the owner of a discount store in Brooklyn says the city is holding him up for $30,000 in fines. Oh, you know what? I thought this was an actual gun store. So that's what the headline originally said. Anyway, $30,000 in fines he can't afford, all because he stocked 6 toy sheriff sets that included plastic guns. And now the .44 caliber fines for the orange-tipped obvious fakes are forcing him to close for good. Khaled Mohammed, age 23, the manager of 99-cent Target in Flatlands, says it doesn't make any sense. He's been ordered to pay a staggering $5,000 fine for each gun offered for sale, the maximum under the law. You ever been to the dollar store before?
Yeah,
have you
sure.
seen these cheap gun, and it's like a play set kind of thing? You know, you get your fake handcuffs, the Zorro mask and the cheap badge here they show a picture of. It's one of those little blister pack things with the plastic on the front.
Yep.
The store can't pay the fine at all, said Mohammed, arguing the punishment imposed on the Utica Avenue odds and ends shop is way out of proportion to the violation. He said they're stopping us from doing any business.
What's the violation?
Having guns in the store, apparently.
But it's not a gun.
Correct.
It's a
toy. The store's lawyer, and this is New York, Mark.
I understand.
The store's lawyer, Andrew Tillum, doesn't dispute that 99-cent Target was in violation of a city regulation that makes it illegal to sell toy weapons that look too real, even with an orange cap on the barrel.
I see.
This gun is apparently too realistic.
Well, you know, I wonder about that. Because that's a pretty arbitrary statement. What does too real mean?
Whatever the bureaucrats say it means.
Right. It would seem like an orange tip would be a really great indication that this is not real.
The rule is designed to prevent cops from mistaking the toys for the real thing and shooting an innocent kid, and to thwart criminals from using them to commit crimes.
Because criminals are just running around using orange tip guns to commit crimes.
Retailers can get around the law by making sure the toy guns are brightly colored. Now, by the way, I've seen some pretty brightly colored guns, like yep. spray-painted AK-47s. There's the, the Hello Kitty version.
Mm-hmm.
That's an
AR-15, yeah, one I've seen.
It's pink, I think, yeah. You know, bright pink. With Hello Kitty on it.
I have a friend who has a bright yellow and black shotgun. It's a Mossberg.
Right, so just because someone is armed with an orange or yellow gun doesn't mean it's not real. Right. Tillum and Muhammad said the store initially relied on the word of the guns vendor, JMD All-Star of New Jersey, that said the toys were legal for sale. They then said the prior manager failed to inform the store owner that a city inspector had written up the shop in the past. Because of that failure, Ahmed missed a hearing, which led to the $30,000 fine. The lawyer got Consumer Affairs to reopen the case and negotiate a tentative settlement for about $5,400. But Ahmed couldn't afford that either, so he tried his luck at another hearing. After the store argued that no reasonable person would believe the guns were real, the hearing officer upheld the original fine, as did an appeals judge last week. So they tried to take this thing up the line.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. Tillum decried the $5,000 per toy fine, calling it a really, really abusive penalty. But a Consumer Affairs spokesbureaucrat countered, saying, realistic-looking imitation guns are illegal and dangerous. And just last week, a 15-year-old in Texas was killed while holding one of these guns. So what do you think about that, Mark?
One of these guns? I mean, really?
She says
it was a gun from the same set as this with an orange tip.
Seems unbelievable, but that's what.
I just remember when I was a kid, back in the 70s and 80s, we would run around with our guns. None of our guns had orange tips. We wouldn't have purchased a gun with an orange
tip.
Hell no. I would have never been caught dead with a gun with an orange tip. Heck no.
Right.
I want a gun that looks as realistic as possible. My mm-hmm. Tommy gun made little knocking noises. Brrr, brrr,
yeah.
Brrr. You know, I had a pump shotgun thing that would go...
Yep.
I had all these things. And somehow or another, the cops weren't killing us dead. I just don't understand.
I guess because the police are so indiscriminate today that they're just so slipshod that they're just going to shoot any kid with something that resembles a firearm. Maybe if the child makes a finger gun with his forefinger and thumb, maybe that will set a cop off too. We should ban children
they said
from
realistic, and they do have a description of what they consider to be too realistic. I don't know. I don't agree with it, but whatever.
So right. So because the cops are so sloppy that they'll shoot any old kid with a toy gun these days is why no one should be able to have
toy
guns.
I don't think that this is about cops in this circumstance. This is about bureaucrats. This is about bureaucrats coming up with rules. I think that the average police officer is not going to go out and shoot some kid who's got an orange-tipped gun. I think that's going too far.
Let's talk to Roy in Delaware, listening to WGMD FM. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
It's Ray.
Ray, what's on your mind?
Yeah, but I work security. I carry a weapon every night. And down here, kids play with guns all the time. Plastic guns, you can tell them 50, 75 feet away if they're not real.
Usually they're held by somebody who's, little, too.
Yeah, I'm 3-4 year old. Yeah, but
so you're saying that this is nonsense.
Up in New York. I used to live there.
Why'd you leave?
The taxes, the cost of living, another woman, a lot of stuff.
But, great, thanks. Go ahead.
I moved down to Delaware about 15 years ago.
Oh, sounds like it was the right choice to make.
I don't regret it a day. But up there, you had to make a fortune to take a lift.
Oh, man, I heard that. If you got more to share, you're welcome to. More coming up, 855-453-FREE-TALK-LIVE.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Via the toll-free number at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. freetalklive.com. And if you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download Archives Galore all the way back to 2006. Lots of archives, all for free, at freetalklive.com, so enjoy.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings at libertystickers.com. I like to go over there and just read through them and check them all out and see what they've got to say. Many of them are very witty and interesting. You know, here's one with a picture of Ron Paul, and it says, "Kick the bankers off welfare." Another one that says, 25% of all the prisoners in the world are in American jails. It's got IRS. I represent Satan. Your choice. There's lots of stickers over there at IRS, meaning I represent
you. I heard you.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't like jokes. It's libertystickers.com. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com.
We continue here. You can bring up what you want. Also, the news is that a Brooklyn thrift store of some sort, or a cheap kind of like dollar store place, I guess, more accurate here, Target 99 Cent is what it's called, 99 Cent Target, is being shut down because the owner sold some guns, toy guns, in some of those little Western toy sets.
Plastic, you know, toys,
cheap,
yeah.
Cheap Western, dollar-priced toy set here. Fined $5,000 a pop. He had six of them on the shelf, so $30,000 fine. And he attempted to negotiate with these people. They negotiated down to $5,600, which he still couldn't afford, and then they decided to reimpose the original fine of $30,000, so he's going out of business. And the children on the streets of New York are now safer because of it. At least that's what the bureaucrats would have you believe. That this is all about keeping kids safe from cops shooting them.
Well, as if a kid in New York City can't go out to Stamford, Connecticut, or over to Newark or something like that and get the same thing. If they really want plastic toy guns, they can probably get better ones elsewhere. Their parents can get them. They're not protecting anyone from anything.
Yep, I would say you're right about that. Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything at 855-453. Elliot is listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Elliot, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a comment on that toy gun issue. Typical idiotic bureaucratic nonsense. This country's gone to where the bureaucrats are running everything. The people have so little voice anymore.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
Because we've been asleep.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's far too many people have been asleep. You have to have a certain percentage of the population to be awake and reason hell with these politicians on a daily basis. Write letters, make phone calls, say, you know, if they don't follow the Constitution, throw their asses out at the end of the next election. We have a revolution.
Well, that's a nice idea, but haven't people...
I like it. I want that to be the case. I've just found that it seems like, like you say, so few people are paying attention. Most folks go into the voting booth. They vote either for the R's or the D's, the red team or the blue team, whatever it is that they prefer, and they don't really know anything about what's going on. And God forbid it's one of these non-party affiliated elections where, you know, down in Florida it used to be judges. And they wouldn't be Republicans or Democrats. You just pick a name. Nobody knows what to do there, but they feel like, well, I'm here. I've got to vote for somebody. Well, so they just pick a name.
Well, right. But, I mean, if you want to throw the bums out, how do you do that when all the people running are bums, right? I mean, the whole system is full of bums.
And that's what's happened to the country. I mean, you know, I'm heavily involved in local politics where I have some sort of control over it. And when it comes, you know, once you get beyond the local and, you know, at the most in some areas at state level, it's pointless because you got such trash running for office. And,
would you support secession?
Oh, hell yes.
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
You know,
well, good.
I think it's time for a friendly divorce. Those of us that want to run our own lives, we'll take this one part of the country. The rest of you liberal individuals can have the rest of the country. You run it your way, we'll run it our way. Oh, by the way, we'll take care of national defense because we're the only ones that's got the nerve to stand up to people.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it makes sense to point fingers at liberals. I mean, conservatives...
Plenty of liberals want to be left alone in plenty of ways.
Right. Conservatives are growing government, right?
I'm talking about the far left loon version of the liberals. I got some liberal friends who are actually pretty reasonable people.
Well, and you would agree that the government grew underneath the Republicans, too, right?
Oh yeah, and it's okay. You know, and the term I use for these people, and it doesn't matter whether they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever they want to call themselves, you have progressive big government mindset people, and you have independent minded, individualized people, and these two are totally incompatible.
Yeah, I tend to agree with your assessment, Elliot, that people are asleep, or they're just afraid. There's that possibility as well. Even if you're not asleep and you're paying attention, you see news stories like Shadow mentioned before with the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, coming out, and they're talking about putting people in jail forever. And, you know, you see all these scary things. Like, I just saw video footage of these helicopter. What was it that they were doing in L.A. recently? They had, like, 14 helicopters or something crazy. Like, no. They actually had, like, they were doing some sort of maneuvers. The military was flying over L.A. doing some sort of helicopter maneuvers. It was very unusual. And
I like to see the military things doing their stuff. It's always very interesting.
Yeah, except if they're going to rappel down into your house and you know, attack you and your family.
Doesn't seem likely.
It doesn't. What they were doing was unusual. It had never. No one had ever seen this before. They blocked off airspace. They wouldn't even allow the news crews to fly up in that area. It was really, really creepy.
That's a demonstration. That's a demonstration. Here's what we can do: keep your mouth shut.
Right, right. And so there are, you know, again, there are people who know what's going on, but they're too afraid to stand up. So now you've got a twofold problem. One, all the people with their heads in the sand, and then two, the people that are too darn afraid to speak out or do anything.
And then you got the government brown shirts, the TSA at the airport, intimidating the hell out of people. And you know, it's people stand up on your hind legs and start raising hell. It is time to stand up on your hind legs, scream at the top of your lungs, enough of this crap. And, you know, the Supreme Court is sitting up there asleep. They're supposed to be a watchdog against Congress for unconstitutional laws. Where they've been for the past 50 years? Maybe instead of writing our congressmen, we ought to start flooding the Supreme Court with letters.
Well, they've been authorizing all kinds of tyranny as constitutional. You know, I don't think it hurts to write letters, but on the other hand, I think that secession is a better option.
I've written a lot of emails to a lot of politicians.
I'm all for ballots. I prefer ballots.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of us in this part of the world and in this country. We're getting our backs pushed to the wall, and sooner or later, it's going to be beans, bullets, and Band-Aids.
Thanks, Elliot, for the call. I hope it doesn't come to that, because I personally think violence isn't the solution.
I prefer to do it under the system.
You could tell what you know from what he was saying. He doesn't too, but he's speaking. It's, you know, what he
it's
says
true
is,
that people
true.
Will lash out when they get pushed into a corner.
They
There's
they
no
absolutely
doubt.
Will.
Thank you again for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I just think that you know, we've seen that happen. You've seen people get pushed into the corner. Like, for instance, you remember the Killdozer guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he built the tank, basically, and went through his town, just tearing the place up. And I think he didn't successfully actually kill anyone except himself. But, wow, that guy was really backed into a corner.
There was
really
a guy with a real tank, too.
And he was really frustrated, and what did he do? He got violent, and everybody, you know, he was made to look like the crazy loon after the fact. More coming up, 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you. They are totally free. So those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now that the new year is here, it's time to get serious about your resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the things happening around the world, destabilizing events like unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, inflation, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches that have a 25-year shelf life. They come in plastic totes that are convenient. You can open up these metal Mylar pouches, just add water, and wait, and then they'll be prepared right there in the package. You can visit WiseFoodStorage.com today and get a free entree sample. Don't just believe me about how good they taste and how easy they are to prepare and how impervious they are to pests and weather and things like that. Find out for yourself. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com and get a free entree sample. Or you can call them at 855-FOOD-WISE. It's 855-FOOD-WISE. You'll have to let them know that you heard about it on Free Talk Live. And, get your free one. Check it out. When you do make your order, and it's a great thing to have as assurance that your family is going to be taken care of in some situation, you've got an insurance for everything else. Have assurance that your family's going to be taken care of in a disaster. You can purchase these things and use coupon code FTL, and you'll get free shipping. That's right. It used to be a different offer, but this one's free shipping, and I think it's a great offer. When you're talking about these big packages with the plastic totes and that kind of thing, it's going to be pretty bulky and expensive to ship, so it's a great deal. Get free shipping with coupon code FTL. Get peace of mind included. It's wisefoodstorage.com, coupon code FTL.
Tom's with us listening in Maine to WGAN in Portland. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got a story for you in response to the story you were talking about with the toy guns in New York.
Yeah, where the shop owner is basically going to have to shut down because the New York City has fined him $30,000 for having six toy guns.
It's a little off topic, but anyway, you probably won't even believe this, but it's true. I couldn't make it up. 10 years ago, before 9/11 even, I was with my mother, and she went into a shopping center, to a grocery shop, and I was waiting in the car. And I was like 18 years old, and I'm just out in the parking lot, and I was just like pretending to shoot people with my hand, like my hand, no
gun, really?
My hand, like bang, just making that sound, bang, 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 you know, just goofing off. And the cops came.
What?
And then it was weird because, like, you know, all of a sudden it's
weird already.
Excuse me?
It's weird already.
Yeah. Well, and then. So next to the shop in this grocery store, there's a furniture store, and I'm disabled. I use crutches to walk. The cops came, and all of a sudden, it got changed. We got a report of you stealing furniture out of the furniture store. And I'm sitting in my car.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was about 18, 19 years old. And this was before 9/11. So, you'd think after, they'd be all, people would be, all frightened about stuff like that. But it was even before that. And, they searched the car and they pulled. I mean, it was a station wagon. My mom's car was clean. It was, you could see through the window. There's nothing in it,
So did they ask you to be able to search the car or did they just go ahead and do it?
They actually dragged my mother out of the store.
I see.
Which she wasn't too impressed about, but.
I bet.
And then did she give them permission to search?
I think I had already. I mean, I was just, well, I did. At this point, I'm just 18 years old, I'm thinking this is a big joke, I'm like, yes, sir, search it, whatever, I'm not in furniture, I got furniture in here somewhere,
Right. Can't you see the ottoman?
Yes, right.
We've got a Davenport shoved in the trunk.
So what happened?
They let me go. I mean, there's nothing they could do, I mean, what are they going to do about it?
I don't have
any weapons, I didn't have any drugs, I didn't have any furniture. There's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
And then, just recently, back in November, I had my laptop stolen from me. I made the mistake of calling the police thinking it would help. It never does. And now I'm facing 2 days in jail for filing a false police report, and they never even attempted to search my computer.
Hold on a second. You filed a report with the police for having your laptop stolen.
Yeah.
They didn't investigate it, is what you're saying, and they arrested you?
No, they didn't arrest me, but they just gave me a summons.
Well, that's an arrest.
Now when I went to court, it's facing two. Well, I got a court-appointed lawyer, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
They want to give. They're going to the maximum would be like 2 days in jail, or I guess
for filing an allegedly false report, which they didn't investigate.
Right. Well, maybe they did investigate it. They probably investigated to figure because I didn't know the name of the street like that. I was that it happened on. You know what I mean? Like.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put I made the mistake of just putting CVS like just because it was like nearby.
Right.
So they went down to CVS and like looked at the cameras to see that I actually wasn't in the parking lot. You know what I mean? But that's all you know what I'm saying? And actually the kid that stole my computer has called me twice and said, "You want your computer back, come and get it, give me a ride in town." I've done it twice now. I've gone in town and he's gone into a house and never come out. But I'm in school. I need to have a computer. I need to have my computer. You know what I mean?
Strange.
So who stole your computer.
Right.
And
I've told them. I mean, I'm sure they went and talked to the kid, but obviously he's going to say no. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then actually the first time I went over to his house to pick him up to do this, I went through the CVS parking lot. I drove through it to get to the other side of the, It's just kind of like a shortcut. And the cops pulled me over in his driveway at midnight and said they waited till he came out because they were hiding around the corner. Then when he got in my car, they came around the corner with flashlights, pulled me out. What they said, you drove through that parking lot, awful suspicious. And I said, yeah, well, sorry, I didn't know you could drive like that. But apparently, I guess you can drive suspiciously. But I was just trying to get to point A to B. It wasn't any, you know what I mean? And they're like,
well, generally,
you know,
it's
like,
not illegal to cut through parking lots. So maybe they were upset about that.
They were sitting in the parking lot. I went by them. I saw them, you know.
So basically, you've learned the lesson that filing a police report can get you arrested.
I won't call the cops. I wouldn't call the cops if I was shot and bleeding.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It
might just come put another bullet in you. You never know. Thanks, Tom, for the call and the story. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE.
It's sad that, I mean, the story sounds complicated, and I can see why they had some level of frustration with it. But, you know, I've lost stuff, and the cops have come, and they've managed to make, make things as right as they possibly could in that situation. I was pleased with the service. But at the same time, I've heard stories like this, seen stories, in the news where, you know, people get exactly the opposite of what they were hoping to get when they called the police. It can be very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen stories where people will call the cops on a domestic incident, for instance, and then they'll end up themselves being arrested when they didn't expect that at all.
Somebody's suicidal, the cops shoot them.
Right, or there's even some cases.
Thanks
some,
for the help.
Some families will even call the police when they feel like they can't discipline their children enough. And then, and remember the story out of Florida, Mark? I think it was like a 14-year-old teenage boy had his grandmother call the police on him because he had taken her car out for a joyride. And I guess she thought that the police were going to somehow scare good behavior into him. Well, instead, they took him to a juvenile camp where he was basically killed by the guards there, if I'm recalling correctly.
That was one story, yeah.
Yeah.
Just one of many.
I don't think she expected that to happen when she called the police.
Probably not.
No, see, it's like, it's like where you pull a fire alarm and the firemen show up. You can't control what they do when they show up. Same thing with the police. You pull the pull the police alarm, police show up, you know, they might just shoot somebody that you love when they arrive.
I mean, they are the organization given the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in our society. And, they don't have the quality control that many businesses have. There's not competition
right
in the marketplace.
And there's no way to pull your funds from them either, because they're going to get paid whether or not you like their service, because they're just going to keep taxing you for it. And, well, you're obedient, so you'll pay them. 855-450-FREE. I know I am, at least in that aspect. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, enjoy the features on the site for free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links there to the Amazon, as well as Newegg stores, different Amazons and a couple different Newegg. So there's Amazons for Germany and the UK and Canada and the US,
depending on where you are.
Right, and Newegg's for, well, you'll see all of the links there. You'll also see Newegg for the US and Canada. So you click into the one that's right for you, and then you get your shopping done and Free Talk Live benefits, at least if you're ordering through Amazon. If you order through Newegg, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will receive a percentage of your purchase. But if you order through the Amazon links, Free Talk Live will receive a portion of the purchase as well. So get your shopping done and get the stuff you're looking for at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you're in business and you are challenged by the vexing task of collections, well, SACL CAI can take care of it for you. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that the way your customer is treated by them reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, we continue with you and your thoughts. Marty is listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Tennessee. Marty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thanks, guys. I'm a first-time listener, quite excited to find your program. I want to pose a question. It seems as though the radio guys are always posing the question to the people. I'd like to pose a question to you guys and get your intellectual responses.
No, I don't know if you're going to get an intellectual response, but go right ahead.
Well, a lot of people think because when you're from the South, you talk with an accent, you always think with one, but that's not necessarily true. You know, earlier in the show, you were talking to a gentleman that was talking about, you know, states seceding, you know, from the whole gamut of the United States because of all the problems. And I've just often wondered, and I'd like to hear you guys' opinion, and I'll get off after I pose the question.
You can say
like
if you want.
Your opinion and maybe some listeners about, you know, what would it take for the American people, say, as a whole, what move would the government have to make to cause people to really stand up for their rights, to possibly take up self-defense positions you know, stand up and really, really declare and demand their rights under the original Constitution, and not this curtain of deceit that our almost a dead Supreme Court seems to be guiding us toward. And I just like you guys' thoughts, and maybe some of the listeners, and I'll just pause off here and let you.
Well,
guys,
Marty, you can stay for a discussion if you'd like, and I think it's a good question. What will it take for people to get fed up and do something? Now, I think there's a false choice kind of suggested in the question, and that is that people must either do nothing or they must go and, you know, move to violence. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that there's a middle ground, and that is non-cooperation. I think people can say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. Oh, you want me to pay you that tax? No. You want me to jump through that hoop and follow that regulation? No, I'm going to do what I want.
I think to some extent we've seen some people hit their wall. When you talk about the Tea Party, you know, those people rose up and they did something. Admittedly, it's a little slipshod.
But you have to have consistency. You
Occupy
have to
Wall Street at the same time. It's another group of people who are standing up and
doing
something.
They did something, no doubt, but you've got to keep doing something. You can't. I mean, Occupy went on for a while, and that was good. The Tea Party's had a lengthy period of time that they went on for, but ultimately have they resulted in any real change? Have they resulted in a next step? Like, where is the Tea Party going from here? And also, where is Occupy going from here? Do they have something in mind that will be coming next? Or is it just, let's wave signs in the streets, or let's wave signs in the park, and hope something changes?
Correct. And, you know, and I am a patriot at heart. I'm a Southerner. You know, I'm all about family and God and country. But I do have respect for both sides of the position here, for the Tea Parties and also the Occupy, because they both have an agenda, but they both do have the right to make their voices heard and to make a stand against the government. But it, you know, I was recently in a barber shop in a little town where I live, and a bunch of older gentlemen there talking about everything that was wrong in our county and with the government. And I said, well, you know, why don't you guys stand up and be a leader? You know, I just moved here a couple of years ago. Nobody knows me. Why don't you guys stand up and be a leader? And they all began to proceed to exit the conversation. Oh, no, not me. You know, I'm not, and I'm like, this is our problem. You know, somebody needs to step forward and say, hey, you know,
it's too comfortable.
Grab your pitchforks and follow me.
Ultimately, what it is, Marty, is they're too comfortable. And I think that you know, I don't know what each person's line in the sand, where they, at what point they will be pushed too far. I think each person has a different point, and I think most people have never even thought about it. So the first thing you should do is really start to think about, well, what will it take? Where is my line in the sand? Do I have a line in the sand where I will finally decide to, say, not pay taxes anymore, or not do as I'm told? And I think that the barbershop folks and everybody else that you're referring to, they're too comfortable. I mean, they've got their barbershop, they've got their television, they've got football games to watch, they've got, you know, personal lives that are keeping them busy, and all manner of bread and circuses to distract them. Whereas you look at a situation like Egypt, where people are rising up, people are hungry. You know, if you're hungry, all of a sudden your priorities change, right?
Right. Yeah, but if you're hungry, then you're almost to the point to where it takes violence. And, you know, I am not a proponent of violence, although it may take
the Egyptian situation was not a violent situation, except for the government, for the most part. The government people were the ones getting violent, and any indication that you had from the crowds getting violent was usually government provocateurs who had infiltrated the crowds with the attempt to provoke more violence.
Yeah, I think the answer is essentially that. You would have to see widespread poverty and enough Americans out of work that that they were just they just took to the streets. And I think that they've got themselves a little system here that keeps the serfs busy enough that they really don't have that to worry about. We've got before anybody goes out into the street, they've got to check their email on their smartphone, and they'll just never quite make it.
Right, and you got to go to work the next day.
Facebook posts and things like that.
So Marty, here's what I would suggest. You're new to the show. Obviously, you've probably never heard of Free Talk Live before today. There's also a neat website we like to talk about called freestateproject.org. And I think that's a solution for all the people who have been pushed too far, for all the people who do realize that something must be done, and for all those who are willing to do something. Then the solution is to get those people together into the same physical geographic location and go ahead and make that peaceful stand. And go ahead and stop cooperating with the system and or work within it in such large numbers that you actually can have some sort of an effect on the system. So I think that's the real solution, is to concentrate activism all in one place, at least if you love liberty. If you're of the kind of mindset where you want to control other people and tell them what to do and how they should live their life, then
they already have New York State for you.
Right. You're not going to really fit in to the Free State Project. But if you love freedom and you understand that in order to be free, and you have to allow others to be free, which means they would be free to do things with which you might disagree, that then you're the right kind of guy for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Anything else you want to share tonight, Marty?
Yeah, I just have a feeling, you know, the consensus of most people I talk to, it is that fear that if they stand up, that the violence will be directed at them from the government by whatever, you know, by investigation, by infiltration of privacy, of rights.
Sure.
You know, I'm one of the people that had the Census Bureau show up at my house 2 weeks ago and went through a 45-minute interview with, just asking me, you know, they even want to know what doors in my house led to the outside, and I'm just
Why did you talk to them?
Well, you know, they told me I had to. They said if I didn't, that I could be prosecuted.
So you were afraid too, then?
I told the census lady that I would answer any questions that she answered, and I wrote down her answers. So she gave me all the answers to the questions that she answered. It was very strange.
I didn't answer a single question of theirs and came outside with a video camera and recorded all my interactions with them, and they never came back.
I was not fearful of them. I was more inquisitive than anything, and I just told the guy at the end of the conversation, I said, you know, you didn't ask that magic question. That's the reason why I let you sit there and drink the coffee. If you'd inquired one time about my patriotism, how many weapons I had, or my stand on government, you would have been exited out the nearest door. So, but hey guys, I appreciate
Marty,
it. Thanks for the talk.
Thank you, sir. Glad you're out there, and I appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got Tim on the line, also listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Tim, listening in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you did a word cloud of progressive talk radio, the biggest word would be tax right now.
Are they talking about taxes?
Taxes and people rising up for their rights.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be educated about tax law because the 1% is using tax law to suppress the masses.
I'd say that's probably not an inaccurate statement.
And we actually need to change the word. Tax has been around for thousands of years, and it really goes back to when the ruling classes used that as a way of amassing their wealth from the peasants and the serfs. Today, taxes in a democratic society, you're technically a user fee.
I'd like to know more about what you're saying there, because I don't know if I agree. We'll come back with more with Tim if he wants to stick with us through the news in moments. We'll get to hour number three, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. 855-453, that's the toll-free number.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.